even out of that 17 million people, we have 7 million people who are in are classified in category IPC4. And IPC4, just simply said, is meaning you're almost entering into the phase of famine. So the people are very thin, very hungry. And even we have more than 500,000 kids, more than half a million children who are in the same situation, facing starvation as a consequence of this war. So from the UNDP perspective, we've been looking at how we can address this looming famine through programs that we implement to bring cash into families' households so to be able to afford food. The biggest problem associated with the looming famine is that families do not have income enough to buy food. And if you look at the macro figures about that, we know that about 120 million per month is the gap of purchasing power in Yemen. So it is very important to bring back purchasing power to those families in need.
So basically UNICEF or the Humanitarian Coordination Office, they bring assistance to families and to the people in Yemen. UNDP tries to help them being able to purchase their food, their basic needs.
Yes. So, for example, the World Food Program, WFP, is bringing food assistance to the country. We, as UNDP, we complementing that with a program that is based on a cash for work principle. So essentially, we are asking people to do certain jobs to improve their communities, and we give them a stipend, a payment for that, which will help them to now have enough income to buy the food they will need.
Why is this important?
First of all, we give them a choice to how to use this money. So it's not only, of course, that food they will need, they will also need basic essential services to keep their families healthy or get clean water and so on. So it's not only for food, but it's sort of more of a comprehensive package. And this way, you know, we build up the resilience of those families in those areas that are in dire need.
You are based in Sana'a, and of course you go on field visits to some of your projects and activities. What's the most striking thing you can't forget about meeting someone or about seeing something?
Yemen has always been a poor country, and it really has to come from very far. At the same time, we see now that due to the war and the consequences it has on people, it even pushes it further down. But at the same time, also what is truly remarkable is the incredible resilience that people in Yemen have. Despite all the odds, they're still finding ways to survive, which is a very impressive thing to watch from close up.
UNDP deals with the humanitarian work in a slightly different way than maybe other agencies. Talk to us more about the importance of development and to link the development to the humanitarian work.
It's very important. Obviously, from a development agency point of view, we look at complementing the humanitarian effort. But we're looking at complementing that effort in a way that also builds sustainability and builds the resilience of the population. So, for example, instead of importing food from abroad, we focus more on repairing greenhouses in and around Sana'a to produce like vegetables to not only to generate income, but also to feed the population.
What is your message, main message to the international community right now?
Well, my main message to the international community is that Yemen remains one of the largest forgotten emergencies in the world. It requires attention, it requires support, and it also requires investment for the long term in terms of not only the resilience, but even going further in addressing the sustainability of the country as a whole. And therefore, we need all the support we can get.